What's up, my friends? It is Friday. It is the best day of the week, but not because it's Friday. You heard. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 37. And I'm just super full of gratitude that you're here with me today. I was talking to somebody earlier and I was saying like what the podcast is. It's not really, it's so many things. It's an interactive platform where I talk with you and you talk with me. So it's not just like one way, even though the actual podcast is one way. But what I'm wanting to do is me be my own case study, documenting every step I take on this journey to what I want to do. And that's to include bettering myself, helping better you. I can only hope that I'm doing that. I'm trying to do that. And just really the things that I'm doing to gain financial freedom that I want to do so that I can help myself and people around the world in the way that I want to help you. So that's kind of like another one of the many reasons that I'm doing what I'm doing is because I want to be like super transparent in the things that I'm doing and the steps that I'm taking. Like here's an example. What the hell are you talking about? So here's an example. I'm starting up a new project on the side. It's super hush right now, but I told you I'm going to the police station. I'm doing a ride along and I'm trying to create something with police, right? So I'm going to slowly be sharing this and I have to be careful about how I share it because it's a new project. But like these are the steps I'm taking. I'm literally starting something from scratch and you can follow along the way. And I hope to encourage you to do that as well. So you can find this contemplation episode or all the conversations on the website at christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm reading one book a week for a year. Like I said, I'm just on a mission to make reading cooler and show you that it's possible. I said that I was a terrible reader and I was a terrible reader. And then I was like, no, I'm going to read a book a week. So now I'm doing it. It's like that simple. You just got to do it. So I'm a huge advocate of you're either going to do it or you're not. Like, yeah, there's a lot of variables, but ultimately it comes down to like, do you want to make it happen or not? And if you have an issue with that, I'd be more than happy to ask you why you think that's not the case. Like, what's really holding you back in today's world? You know, everybody's story is different, and there's always like one person that really maybe can't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But for the most part, hear me out. For the most part, most of us, we can make it happen. Last week, I read Addicted to the Monkey Mind by J.F. Benoit. And this week, I am reading The Automatic Millionaire Homeowner by David Bach. Earlier, I read a book from him already. It was The Automatic Millionaire. It was really good. He recommended this book, and I liked his other book so much that I bought this one, and I even bought another one from him already. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 80 with the wonderful but fierce Amber Hargrove from Discovery Channel's Naked and Afraid. She's pretty cool, turns out. No, I'm just kidding. I knew she was cool because like that's how I got a hold of her. I saw her on Naked and Afraid. She was really cool, really down to earth, and I thought she'd be fun to talk to, and it was a great conversation. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's one of my favorites. She was really easy to talk to and really fun to talk to. So today I'm going to speak with you about filter this. So let's get into it. So filter this. This is an issue that we have never had in the history of ever. It is so easy to figure out what is going on in the world today by just picking up a phone and just whatever you want to know, you can find it. You can follow unlimited people on Instagram. You can follow people on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, you name it. Information's out there. You can Google it. You can YouTube how to do it. The information's out there. But the question is it good information? Is it the information that you need to know to do what you need to do? Especially when you see people out there that are these overnight successes and they're just people out there marketing these falsehoods, and you have to be very careful about the information that you are intaking into your own mind. It can be toxic. So I highly recommend you to do something that a lot of people seem to not do on the internet, at least, and that is to do your due diligence before you go spouting off anything, right? So if you see a clickbait title on Facebook or something, which pretty much it all is, nobody reads those articles, then you just spout off something that you saw in a title and you didn't even read it. You didn't even see that it's from 6 years ago and that it's not even relevant anymore. You need to do your due diligence, not just read some stuff from the left, not just read stuff from the right. I say it all the time. You have to if you believe in one thing wholeheartedly, it would behoove you to read up on the exact opposite of that. For number one, it's going to strengthen your opinion, possibly, or at least it's going to force you to articulate yourself of why you feel that way. And if you approach it with an open mind, you may actually start to understand the opposing views of the views that you have. And you might realize that you're wrong. And if you approach it with that growth mindset that we talk about so much, then you will be in the best position possible to begin to filter your life in the best way how. And that is what we need to do better at. That's what I need to do better at. So much information out there, but how do we do it? How do we make the best of our time? Because we can't get any more back. So we need to filter our day as well. We have a million things to do. We all say we have kids, we have families, we have jobs, we have all these things that we need to do, and we don't have more time. So we need to filter our time as well. We need to run a filter for our life because there's an overwhelming, there's an abundance of information coming in our lives, and there's abundance of things that we have to do every day. And like I said, you only have so much time, and you can only look at so much information. So what information are you going to choose to see? What information are you going to choose to think about it? The little things add up to big things. We talk about that a lot, right? So if you're constantly seeing this bullshit, these falsehoods, this negativity, all this stuff on social media every single day, which it's fine. I spend a lot of time on social media to do what I need to do. But if you're constantly looking at these things, then you're going to slowly, you're going to start to believe all this stuff, and it's just going to chip away at you every day, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit more. So we need to filter the information that we're taking, and we need to do our due diligence on the information that we're taking, and we need to be mindful of the people that we're following if we truly want to better ourselves. And we also have to do our due diligence on those people that advice we're taking, and who are they to give us information that we should apply to our lives. Maybe they're just some asshole con artist. We need to be cognizant of these things. To some people listening to this are gonna be like, dude, you're not saying anything that anybody's never said before. But to some people, maybe this is what you need to hear. So the takeaway from this is, this is not a very complicated concept. I just want people to be more cognizant of the information that they're intaking, filter that information better, and then for their time throughout the day to filter their day better. Because people are always saying, I don't have the time to do things. I'm a huge advocate of, I know you don't, I don't either. That's why I make the time to do it, right? If it's important, you'll find a way. And it goes back to what I said earlier. If you really want to do it, you will do it. You'll find a way to do it. You'll filter your day enough to figure out where to put that in, and you'll create the time to do it, essentially taking away from something else that's less important. But you'll figure it out if you really want to do it. And with all this information out there, I know you can do it. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening. You find this episode and all the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find it on any major podcast app. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, and I'd appreciate if you rate the podcast. That's a free way to help me out. You rate the podcast 5 stars on iTunes and share with a friend. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. It means nothing if you don't apply the things that we talk about here. If you don't go out there and you don't filter your social media and all the information that you take in, all the news articles, all the TV, all the whatever, if you don't filter that information and do your due diligence, then you're just going to be spouting off potential nonsense and sounding like a buffoon and not doing the best you can for your own self and your own family. And if you're not filtering your time throughout the day and you're just doing the low priority stuff because you don't know how to prioritize your day and you're a procrastinator, then you need to start taking small steps to do that as well. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.